What has been of great concern from Iran in the past has been their support for Hezbollah in Lebanon, the potential for Hezbollah cells here in the American homeland, and also their support for Hamas in Gaza, you know, facing Israel. And while it's very hard to say what the impact will be, I'm sure that any Hezbollah sleeper agent in the United States is watching these developments with as much concern as anyone else. It's potentially crippling to their what people have been concerned about, their terrorist effort.
There's this sort of democratic uprising, and I use the term very loosely, in Iran. Does that lend more strength to the terrorist organizations because Iran is a little less stable now, or does it sort of throw them off their heels too?
It's a very interesting question, which it's almost impossible to answer from an outside standpoint. On the one hand, they may cut loose from Iranian control and go off and do crazy things on their own. Maybe things that they've wanted to do for a long time that Iranian handlers have prevented them from doing. On the other hand, if the regime changes or the regime kind of slows down in its rhetorical support for these kinds of groups, it may mean a loss of support. It may mean a loss of materiel support, funding, all the things that go into a terrorist enterprise and which they were getting from Iran before. I'm sure that is part of the concern on the part of the mullahs who have supported groups like Hezbollah in the past, that if they lose this election or were seen to lose the election, they wouldn't be able to support those efforts overseas on behalf of Iran. So there's a lot at stake, and it's probably impossible for us who don't have inside intelligence into these groups to know which way it'll go. And I'm sure the groups themselves are as confused and as concerned as anyone else.
And a lot of criticism coming toward the Obama administration's way from groups who say you need to stand up and defend the people who want their vote to be counted. You need to take a side. What, from a homeland security perspective, can the United States do?
There's next to nothing. The United States has tried to be involved in Iranian politics from the start of the Shah Revolution. Of course, it was American involvement that propped up the Shah in power in the 1950s, and that was the result of work by Kermit Roosevelt, the son of Franklin Roosevelt, who actually engineered a pro-Shah revolution. Well, those days are over. Iran runs pretty much on autopilot, under its own steam, and I totally understand the way the Obama administration is being so very cautious. They don't want the demonstrators, they don't want the pro-democracy groups to be labeled American tools or puppets, and to be seen meddling in internal Iranian affairs when the tide seems to be running in a direction that would potentially end up favorable to the United States and the West.
Closer to home, there is a new agreement that has been reached between Drug Enforcement Administration and ICE, DEA and ICE, working together. Tell me a bit about that and what that means.
Okay. There has long been a rivalry between the Drug Enforcement Administration, which has wanted to have a lock on drug enforcement in the country and not share its intelligence, and now the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency within the Department of Homeland Security. What has happened is Janet Napolitano, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and Eric Holder, the Attorney General, have reached an agreement whereby ICE agents, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, will be able to conduct investigations into drug smuggling, because this affects everything coming and going across the border, and it affects the situation in northern Mexico. By the same token, the information that ICE and the Department of Homeland Security collect from fusion centers, from law enforcement, anything they might have that DEA might not have, they'll be able to share. So presumably what's going to happen is we are going to broaden our intelligence net over the southern border, over drug enforcement investigations and information and intelligence, and by sharing the intelligence, by empowering the ICE agents to do more in terms of drug smuggling and enforcement, we'll get better enforcement, we'll stop some of the traffic back and forth across the border, illegal in either direction, and we'll have more effective drug enforcement throughout the country. So if it works as hoped, it should be a very good thing for all concerned.